Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
Ladies and gentlemen, these are the stories from the actual cases of the actual files of the actual York County Sheriff's Office. Actually, if you have information that can help solve any of these crimes, call York County Crime Stoppers to leave your anonymous tip at 1-877-409-4321. Now, it's time for Wanted Wednesday.
And good Wednesday morning to you. It is 8:10 here on Palmetto Morning, 76 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lane.
We always love to welcome in those who are listening to us on the radio, on the app, and online.
And good morning if you're watching us. That's on CN2 or on any of the major social media platforms. Welcome in.
As that song just mentioned, it is time for us to check in with Wanted Wednesday. Trent Ferris is not here today, but he sent in a great guy. I've known this next law enforcement officer for many years. Hoffman, I thought it was longer than 15. I guess time flies when you're having fun.
That's right, time does fly, yeah.
He's a great member of the York Police Department. His name is Detective Hoffman. Gosh, Kevin Hoffman. I just always known as Hoffman. See, we're that good
okay.
of a friend.
That's what they do most of the time, right?
But Detective Kevin Hoffman. So welcome to Palmetto Morning, sir.
Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
Yeah, thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Well, school is right around the corner, and this message applies to not only those in the York School District, where you represent, but you can definitely talk about that. But what is the message from law enforcement when it comes to back to school and the back to school routine?
Right. So this obviously will go countywide, Rock Hill School District, Fort Mill School District. So next week, school is back in session. I know York Prep starts in 2 weeks. Regardless, we're going to have an influx of traffic on the roads. Parents bringing their kids to school early, want to get those first day pictures. New students going into this area, kindergartners, first graders, students starting middle school, high school. We're going to have an influx of traffic. So for us, we just want to remind everybody, please be patient. Slow down, practice your defensive driving skills. Impatient drivers, distracted drivers, aggressive drivers, it's just a bad mix when it comes to back to school traffic. You'll see a lot of officers out on the road helping conduct traffic going in and out of the schools. Usually, especially I can speak on York Police Department, we do that for about the first week. We'll be out there helping traffic go in and out of the schools, both elementary schools, middle schools, the intermediate school, and the high school. We'll try to do that for the first few days and see how it goes. Mm-hmm. Come Thursday, Friday, have the parents figure out themselves because we're not going to be there the rest of the school year. Just the manpower, it's just unfeasible. But we just want to remind people, if you with the influx of traffic, if you want to leave earlier to go to work, if you want to find an alternate route that doesn't go around the school, please do so. But it's going to be an influx of traffic. Also, we definitely want to remind, with school coming in the mornings and the afternoons, we're going to have the school buses back on the road. I know that York Police Department social media page, Sheriff's Department, Highway Patrol, they always have posts about school bus traffic safety, especially with passing a school bus. So obviously, it's all about the best interest of the children and the safety of the children. But passing a school bus with the stop sign out, the lights flashing, it's a pretty significant fine. You're looking over $1,000 and 6 points on your license, and rightfully so, because again, we've seen way too many tragic stories with cars passing school buses. So even a quick Google search, you'll definitely know the rules about school bus safety and when you can pass, when you stop, and when you don't have to stop. But even if when you don't have to stop, coming opposite wise, especially if there's a median, it's just best practice to slow down. Just be aware. And that's where the defensive driving skills come in. You don't want to be distracted.
Or when in doubt, just stop.
Absolutely.
And the others will follow and everyone will be safer. Any tips? I'm kind of in this age bracket. Any tips for student drivers? Because we also have a lot of student drivers that are going to be across the county. And this might be the first year that they're actually driving to school.
Right. So, again, it's just even with a driver that's been driving for 20 plus years, just please slow down. Be aware. Put that cell phone down. I know it's hard, especially, as adults, and professionals, they'll be on their phones or whatnot. Even with the talk to text, it's still a distraction. Especially these young drivers, they don't have a whole lot of experience under the belt driving. So just put that cell phone down, be aware of the road, leave early, and just take your time.
We're speaking with Detective Kevin Hoffman. He is from the City of York Police Department. You all are investigating a rash of B&E auto breaking and entering of vehicles. It seems like you put the message out there for folks not to leave valuables in the car. Case by case basis, I know, but overall, most people seem like they use their car like another room of their house. They put everything in there, and they wonder why someone breaks into their vehicle. Again, case by case, we know sometimes criminals are just looking for B&E auto. It is just a crime of opportunity. But tell us what you're doing, how you're investigating, what you all are seeing, and again, what the message is for.
And you're right. It's all case by case subjective. We see a lot of car break-ins in neighborhoods. We'll see car break-ins at restaurants, especially with Fort Mill, Rock Hill, in York County. You see a lot of break-ins at hotels and restaurants are off the 77 corridor. It's just easy access and easy exit. Neighborhoods, you have concealment, especially at night. You can dodge between cars, trees, houses. But yes, we just want to stress out to people, you know, criminals are going to get in your car one way or another. Most of the times, they're targeting unlocked vehicles. They're in and they're out within 10, 20 seconds, and they'll just rummage through your vehicle. Just some safety practices, especially at home. If you have exterior lights, turn them on. It's a deterrent, especially motion sensor lights. They're a deterrent. Don't keep anything valuable in your car, especially guns. Here in South Carolina, you're allowed to take your gun from your car to your home back to your car. That's the safest place is adequately locked up inside your home. You leave work in the morning, you want to bring your firearm with you, take it outside with you with your cup of coffee, put it in your car, and go on to work. You know, a lot of the times where we do have car break-ins in neighborhoods, those individuals are victims that have their cars broken into. Sometimes nothing's taken because there's nothing of value. If there is something of value that's missing, please don't rummage through your vehicle. The less opportunity for you to touch your vehicle, the better for us. We might be able to do something forensically, pick up some evidence. But if someone has noticed that their vehicle has gone through, they start themselves rummaging through. They're just contaminating the scene, if you want to think of it that way. And there's just really not a whole lot for us to do. With these cases, you know, people aren't dumb. They'll wear gloves. But that's what we rely on, ring doorbell cameras, surveillance cameras. And, you know, sometimes we get lucky and sometimes we catch some good breaks. But those that do get caught will definitely be accountable for it.
And some of them are even breaking in just for change at the cup holders. I mean, like, don't even leave quarters
Safe practices. Safe practices. Just, you know, lock your vehicles. Don't have valuables in plain sight. And if you do have a firearm or vehicle, take it inside and adequately lock it up for the night.
Yeah, your car is not a gun safe. Right. We have heard Trent Ferris give us that tip over and over again. Right. We love our guns here in South Carolina. It is our right, but you also don't want those guns to fall into the wrong hands. Hence why I bring them in, store them where they need to be stored for sure. And don't make it easy for these suspects. Yes, it is embarrassing why you have to lock your own car doors at your own house. It's a sense of, you know, I should feel safe, and chances are you are. But, you know, as Detective Hoffman just shared with us, they're just looking for anything, and they'll just go through neighborhoods just like that real quick. So just make it harder for these criminals, for sure. Detective Hoffman, a couple of weeks ago, some of your coworkers from the York Police Department, they were here to update us about a cold case that's about a year old now. Kind of bring us up to speed about this cold case and where we are. Maybe, again, another fresh set of eyes could help crack the case.
Yes, absolutely. So my partner, Detective Carafale, was here a couple of months ago. Back on May 4th of 2024, we had a homicide investigation in the City of York. Jayshon Young of Gastonia was tragically ambushed, shot, and killed off the 200 block of Galleon Road. Through a exhaustive investigation, we've come to find out that he was definitely targeted and ambushed just because they were outsiders. They're just hanging out with some people they met in York. Ultimately, we did arrest a 15-year-old in connection to that murder. He is still incarcerated, and we're looking to charge him as an adult. Through our investigation, it is no question about it that there are more individuals involved who are just as culpable as this 15-year-old that we've arrested. We're just asking the community to step forward, remain anonymous if you want to. Come reach out to York Police Department, myself, Detective Fayol, Detective Gwynn. We're all have firsthand knowledge of this case. And we want to bring justice to Mr. Young, his young child, his family. We also want to have our community be a safer place, because there are people out there right now that are just as culpable, who are walking the streets of York and York County, who have firsthand knowledge of this case, have a heavy hand in this case, and we want to hold them accountable.
All right. Again, any bit of information, no fact is too small. I've heard you all in law enforcement say that over and over again.
Right.
If something triggers a memory, give them a call. Let them do what they do best and investigate.
Yeah, and if, like I said, you can call us directly, or if they want to remain anonymous, they can. I'm a board member of the Crime Stoppers of York County, so they can go to the website crimestoppersyorkcounty.com. There's a link. You can leave a tip. There's a QR code. There's a P3 app. And this doesn't just involve this case. If anybody out there listening within York County wants to leave a tip to local law enforcement about something or of a crime that they know of, they can leave a tip. Even with that website at the bottom, there's links to all our different area jurisdictions, Fort Mill Police Department, TK, York City. There's all these links that they are able to get to.
And for all of you Facebook investigators, those who spend time on Facebook trying to figure out what's going on in the lives of others, well, maybe you could put those investigation skills to test, because the York Police Department, you're hiring.
Yes.
Who are you looking for?
We are looking for highly qualified candidates to join our family, to become police officers. We value our standards. We value our community that we want to protect and serve. And anybody that's interested that want to start a career in law enforcement, York City Police Department's hiring. I'll definitely get you in for an interview, pass a physical test, psychological exam, go down the academy for 8 weeks, FTO program with us, and then you'll be back on your road, on your own on the road, to be able to help serve and protect the city of York.
Perfect. All right.
Well, we thank you for your
yes,
service.
Yes, thank you so
well.
Much.
So appreciate thank you for all that you do.
And keeping all of us safe, not only in the city of York, but beyond. So thank you so much.